Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to you. I am Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to my people in the Western Hemisphere, and especially those in North America who were brought here as slaves and has been subjected to slavery ever since that they has been in America. To you, my beloved lost and found people, I seek justice for you. I seek freedom for you. I seek equality for you. I seek a home on this earth that you can call your own, a home wherein that you can live in peace to yourselves, a home wherein that you will have no fear of the enemies invading it while you are awake and while you are asleep. A home that you will not fear of being bombed, wait for to come out of your house to be shut down. A home where these things will not exist. A home wherein that you can be proud of your own self and with the peace and friendship of all civilized people of the world, and brotherhood among your own kind throughout the world. This is the kind of home that I seek for you, and that Allah is with me and has appointed me to tell you that if you will submit to him and come follow me, he will set you in heaven at once. Money, good home, friendship, and all walk of life. This is for you who will submit to Allah, the Almighty God, who have perfect control over the powers of the heavens and the earth, and all the treasures therein belongs to him. These particular great things that is now happening to you, you should come more closer together on the right way. You should know what to expect in these times. Being blind to the time that you live in and what you may expect in such time is also death. It is like living under death, because you are subject to death, who have not the knowledge of the time, because you will make no preparation for what will happen in the time that you are living in. It is you that I call on, my people who has been lost from the unkind for the past 400 years, and who has been found by God himself. And now God himself calls on you and me to make ready ourselves to unite on our own kind and accept our own. This is being asked of you and me, to accept our own. One of the greatest and the noblest subject or text that could be preached among us to accept our own. These things, which is now, are being made clear to you that your own is not what you have been thinking was your own, and not what you are now thinking is your own. One of the gravest mistakes that you are making is the ignorance of thinking that you should first unite with white people, intermix with them before ever that you can find the way of uniting onto your own people, of whom you are a member of, and the people whom you were brought from in the Western Hemisphere, and the native land of your people and yourself. You should be eager and intelligent enough to want to first get in unity with your own people before trying to seek unity and love for the enemies who brought your fathers and my fathers into subjection, servitude to slavery, and who has mistreated them worse than any human being has ever been treated since there was man on the face of the earth. The white race has mistreated us so terribly bad that there is no equal or a substitute for it. What I mean, a substitute for it, there is nothing that you could substitute for the evil or an equal of the type of evil that our fathers and ourselves, their children, have not suffered at the hand of the white man. You and me has been denied freedom. We have been denied and still are being denied freedom, justice, and equality. That you will agree. It is impossible for you and me to go back to the same original source which deprived us of freedom, justice, and equality, and shut out the truth from our ears, and has seek to exile and kill those who would try and bring us the truth. We are foolish to go to them seeking freedom, justice, and equality from them, because they are the one who has gotten us into such condition that we are now in. They are the one who kill our fathers of the knowledge of self, and we be their children, actually were born blind, deaf, and dumb from the cradle. As you may see in the speech made by Ralph Bunche, this figure whom the white man is using today against the peace and the future happiness of the poor black so-called Negroes in America, and even would like to use him to be their ambassador for control over the black man of Africa and of Asia. but he has miserably failed. Now he could never go out of America as a peacemaker in Africa for the African and the white man. Africa don't want him anymore. On their side, they has learned him. And Africa is learning most all of the white so-called loving Negroes of America. They have their own men here, their agents, watching the American Negroes' ways and actions, and is now reporting it to their people in their respective government in Africa and in Asia. Daily, this is being recorded by the agents of Asia and Africa. Their way and actions of the American so-called Negro and the white man, action towards the Negro. All of this is hourly and daily recorded now. Why? And for what purpose? Because of universal showdown is on its way to rid the earth of troublemakers, haters of peace, lovers of wars, lovers of spilling innocent blood, lovers of murder, lovers of evil generally. They are on their way, and they drawing close to a showdown. Therefore, these things must be recorded to show justice for the executors of justice, that they are justified in the execution of the wicked. This, the righteous should be glad, for they have suffered under the hands of the wicked for 6,000 years. This race of people has been created for that purpose. Break the peace, make mischief in the land, and cause bloodshed. It is the very nature of the white race to do such things. They are haters of righteousness. They don't love righteousness. They love evil, because their very nature is inclined to evil continuously. They was made of such material, evil material, such as deceiving the righteous, making truth to appear as a lie, and a lie appears truth. Breaking the peace between the original man, the black man. Peace, generally, of the people of earth. They never have been able to live in peace themselves. Of course, the law of consequence does not permit the peace breaker or the law breaker of such to continue without being punished. He must be punished. He must suffer the consequence of his own doing. This is the very law of nature, and which we cannot escape. We have, as the old saying goes, reap what we sow. This is the justice. Make a man reap that which he sow, the consequence of his undoings he should suffer. And this is nothing but right. Here in America, the poor so-called Negro, the lost people, and now found by God Almighty himself in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises due forever. As long as there are a universe, his name shall be praised. The very name Muhammad means praise and worthy of praise and praise forever. This is one of God's names. I said, my beloved, lost and found people, you're in the day of judgment of this evil race. That time has now approached into their windows and into their doors. The coming of God meant just that. It is not meant that he would leave the ruler of evil free to continue his rule, for two gods cannot rule successfully the people of earth at the same time. You have all of this in your Bible if you read it carefully, but you have not known who actually these people were. It is not that the black man is created evil, regardless to his evil actions and doings. He got that from the white man. All of that came from the white man. His evil doings. He's not really living his life. He's trying to live the life of the white race. Not his own life, but the white man's life. And he's making a very great open failure of it. Even those that he's trying to imitate hates him and miserably abuse him and seeks to destroy him. Even those that follow him, this is the enemy. This is the real devil's purpose. They don't live in peace among themselves. They fight in war against one and other. All is going on daily, fighting against one another. This is the world of sin. This is the world of evil, whose God and judge is Satan itself. Satan himself, pardon me. And therefore, they have deceived the world. And the black man is suffering the consequence of being ignorant to the knowledge of the people of this race. And has made miserable mistakes which has caused himself to fall victim at their murderous hand. We must remember that we can't go to them and seek justice when they are the real destroyers of justice and haters of justice. As it was Sunday in Flint, we had no recourse there but to just walk out and give the city of Flint up to the authorities of Flint, which is wicked and haters of black so-called Negroes, and the desire of the black man, the so-called Negroes, for freedom, justice, and equality. We bowed out because we have no meetings wherein that any police detector, FBI, or whatnot should stand armed in our service. This is only provoking. And we are not for such. We don't go arm ourselves. We want to bring the world to its knees with the good and the power of God Almighty against arms. as this is what? The American white man, or the white race in general, depends on. It is the almighty arms for their defense. They have hopes in their arms. God Almighty have said to me to carry no weapons. Don't even allow my followers to carry no weapons, not so much as a penknife for the purpose of attacking the white man. He wants to show the American white man his own power to defend we, the Muslims, who were lost and found and have no plants making arms for us, nor any access to any arms whatsoever. Therefore, he knows that we are unequal in carnal weapons. He wants to show America that he has power over the arms, as it is written in Isaiah, that no weapons shall prosper against thee. These things God have power over, that we know, and I have seen the God face to face and have received my mission directly from his mouth, as it is written that one would do. The last book of the prophets in the Bible teaches you that. The prophesier of Moses teaches you the same, that the man will, in the last day, or the last messenger, will get his message directly from the mouth of God, not in a vision as the other prophets who went before him, nor in hints and nods as was given in the past, and the God hidden in the bush, but rather by inspirations of the righteousness of the righteous, revealing things to them that they should best do. But today, God in person is with us, and he directs me from himself. Don't believe that I am insane in saying these things. The very work that I'm done should testify to what I just said, that it is the truth. And it is proven that it is the truth. God have said to me not to carry any carnal weapon, that he wanted to fight himself. And he has told me just exactly how it would come off, and how that we would be attacked, and just the time and number when that he will come in and put a stop forever this evil, wicked, and beast-like people who hate Allah and Islam and the Muslim world. He would come in and take charge of the matter and settle it. I have all of this from him. Therefore, I don't want to make the grave mistake of trying to vote his actions before time. I don't want to be charged